My parents were hardworking people, not really, really, really educated. Neither one of them finished high school. They lived on the farm up in North Alabama, and we moved to Selma when I was 5. And I learned from my parents to love other people, to believe in God, and to work hard. And I appreciate them very much.
It's similar in some capacity to how I feel about my parents. And, you know, while we might not have been able to buy the newest model car every year or have the nicest house in the neighborhood, everything that we did have, we were taught to take great responsibility with, to take great care of,
yes,
to keep in perfect operating condition, and to make sure that it was the best it could be and was something,
yes,
to be proud of, even though it might not, you know, be as expensive as somebody else's. This is the first opportunity where you and I have really gotten to sit down and compare notes on our lives and our backstory,
yes,
because every time we're together, we're generally trying to push Selma forward and trying to get
see
the
how
momentum
we can make
going.
It better. Yeah.
How can we fix things?
Yeah.
And how can we get this community to come together across the table? So often the story of Selma is sort of imposed on Selma from outside sources.
Yes.
And likewise for the entire Black Belt. It's a part of the state that's really facing a lot of challenges and always has. So for an opportunity for those who are living and working in Selma every day and can get their story out is a pretty cool thing.
There are a lot of people here at the Selma Center that I don't agree with politically. I don't have a lot of their views. They don't have my views, but we respect each other. We've talked about it, and it's okay. I remember when I first interviewed with Callie over a pot of coffee to be on the design team, she started downing President Trump, and I said, wait a minute, I voted for President Trump. She said, okay. And I said, okay. So
right.
And we've been great friends ever since.
So you made each other aware of a boundary or of a difference, and you respectfully agreed to disagree.
Yes.
And then you move forward with your relationship.
And what we share in common.
Yeah.
Which is caring for people.
When I found out later in the process that you were Republican-leaning, I was pleasantly surprised by that. And I was like, wow, you know, this work that we're doing in truth, racial healing, and transformation, we've got so many people from all across the political and various ethnic and age, socioeconomic groups coming together. But at the end of the day, what's bringing people together is that they all agree that they're trying to do something better for their community.
It's just part of leaning on one another and making a beautiful bouquet at the end of the day.
Right.
I brought this bouquet of flowers, and this morning when I was picking these flowers, it just speaks to me about hope and death and transparencies and how we lean on each other.
I like how you mixed up. There's some kind of drying out and flowers that are, you know, they've crossed the...
They're fading,
uh-huh. But then you've got the vibrance mixed in there with it. But together, the ensemble as a whole.
That's right. None of us are going to stand on our own. We need to work together and be together and depend on each other, and it makes for a beautiful bouquet.